It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, what can I say? You know, we get to talking, and all of a sudden, we're on the air live. Good afternoon to you. Good morning to you, depending upon where you are. For our New York listeners, it's afternoon, right?
That's it.
Yeah. So, good morning. It's Friday. It's October the 24th. It's going to be about 87 today. Perfect for the Corn Fest. I mean, perfect weather for the Corn Fest. There was a little breeze out there this morning, and as I look out the window and see the trees, yeah, it's still a little breezy, but not bad. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and we're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. And you're always welcome to call in during the program. If you have a question for our guest, just grab your phone. 234-343-1065. Now, the other thing you can do, if you're bashful and you don't want to talk on the radio, text us a question. Yeah, we have a text phone that we pass around Mojave County. It's 928-727-5566. That's the same text line that you can use for Common Ground on Tuesdays and Speak Out, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Speak Out 2.0, Mondays and Fridays. If that's not confusing for you, if we're live and local, you text us. Question 727-5566. Now, let's welcome the bashful James Jarman. James Jarman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't think you were bashful?
Well, you know, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes it can be.
Yeah. When the new president shows up, will you be bashful?
Welcome. Yeah.
Welcome to college.
Yeah, we still doing the president's search, so that'll be, hopefully we get somebody in July 1st, so yeah.
Why does it take a year?
Yeah, that's pretty standard. So right now we did we just wrapped up the presidential profile. So this is the board's big job. So the board, among their many jobs, one of the primary things that our board does, one of the responsibilities for a community colleges is hiring and overseeing the president.
Right.
And so,
which
this
is the only
pretty
person
standard
they hire,
process.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Association of Community College Trustees is leading the search. And so if you go to the website at mojave.edu, right in the middle of the page, you'll see a button that says presidential search. You can see the timeline and everything that they're doing. And right now what they've done is they've created the presidential profile, which was they talked to everybody in the community, they had public forums, they had surveys, and created, all right, what does the community want, what do the employees and students want as far as the next president?
Can't they just call Klippenstein and say, can we clone you?
Funny enough, that's when you read the presidential profile, which is online on that page at the website. I kind of joked with somebody. I said, well, can we just take a picture of Stacy and say, if you're the same kind of leader and the same vision as this guy, just apply.
Well,
because that's a lot of the feedback that we got was continue the vision and continue what's happening now.
Well, and when you think back over the last, how long was Stacy here, 5 years?
6 years, yeah.
6 years.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. And you look at all the development and expansion of programs within the college,
yeah.
You have to give him, he doesn't listen, you have to give him credit and say good job.
Yeah.
Now he may need to improve his soccer team that he's in Nevada.
Yeah, they didn't make the postseason. They lost twice to the Bighorns. So, yeah, the Bighorns took it to the Coyotes. Yeah, he's the president up at College of Southern Nevada right there in Vegas. So, yeah, it was.
Was he at the last game?
Yeah, he came down. He was at both games. Saw the Bighorns whoop up on the Coyotes both times, yeah.
And he's thinking under his breath, I developed that. Well, he developed it too good, apparently.
Yeah. And so and the Bighorns in the conference lead right now, and
they're basically undefeated, right?
Yep. They lost one game to Phoenix College, which was the number one ranked team in the country in Division II. But they were national champions last year,
right?
And but they are undefeated in the conference.
If that's the only loss they've got so far, they feel pretty good.
Right, yeah, and Arizona Western in Division I, which we're in, is ranked this week, as of this week, and I mean, they've been this whole year ranked close to the top five. They're ranked number six, we're ranked number 16. Just beat them 3-1 this week. We're playing them again tonight. So you play everybody in the conference twice.
Oh, okay.
So we haven't lost anybody in the conference.
Are you playing at home tonight?
Nope, we're playing at Yuma.
Yuma.
Yep, and if they beat them, then there's no doubt we're the conference champions. So it kind of comes down to us and them.
That's not a bad drive to Yuma.
Right, yeah. Man, just a few hours. Yeah. But it's that we've made the postseason, so we already know we're playing at home next Tuesday, 7:00, the first postseason game. The men will play at home. Not sure yet who will play. They haven't put out the bracket yet.
Okay.
Probably either Eastern Arizona or Cochise. So probably one of those two is most likely who will play. And then the women, not sure who they play because regular season ends tonight. So over the weekend, the Arizona Athletic Conference will put that all out, put the brackets together and get that out there. But we already know we're hosting the first game at home, and it'll be, we don't charge for our regular season games, but because of the rules with the NJCAA and the Arizona Athletic Conference, it'll be $10 at the gate to get in, so the boosters will be collecting that.
Okay.
And the college will be collecting that. Yep. And the boosters will have their concession stand running, next Tuesday, 7:00. That's going to be, so a really historic game. I mean, this is the first postseason game, in Northwestern Arizona ever. Postseason college athletic NJCAA game.
And this is the top teams. It's like, it's like the World Series playoff.
Right, yeah.
So $10 is nothing.
Right, that's right. And this team has, they've knocked off quite a few top-playing teams. And like I said, the national champion team last year, for Phoenix College, I mean, that was a tough, close match.
Yeah.
Phoenix just came out real quick and scored some goals and then didn't score anything after, I think, the first quarter. And then we caught up, but couldn't get over that hump there. But we beat, like I said, Arizona Western, ranked sixth in the nation, beat them 3-1.
Now, when the field was built, it was called Firebird Field.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's been taken over by the Booster Club, who's added walls all around it and dugouts, what do we call the field now?
It's still Firebird Field, but the Boosters working with the city on the field and the naming rights. And so, if you get a hold of the Boosters, they're working that out as far as what will be charged for the naming rights in the future, that sort of thing. So it'll be something. So yeah, since this is all new for everybody, this is a new process. They're getting that figured out. So you'll hear more about that, though, I'm sure.
It'll be like the Anderson Fieldhouse, right?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it could be the Western Arizona Regional Medical Center soccer field.
Yeah. The Warren C soccer field. That's right. Yeah. The KNTR soccer field.
Yeah. Radio Central soccer field. Radio Central soccer field. Well, that's tough to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the women's team, I mean, the first time they've made the postseason. Both teams made the postseason this year. So,
I'm sure Steve Moss is listening. He's writing down Western Arizona Regional Medical Center.
Who to contact.
Radio Central.
Because he's a booster as well.
Yes, he is.
Yep. And the boosters really, I mean, when you look back at how this started, it really all started, the guys that are in the Booster Club, really a lot of Bullhead City leaders, movers and shakers, newsmakers.
Fort Mojave,
this whole area. They had it in their mind. They've been pushing it for a while, talking to the college, and then Stacy got in here, and as soon as he got in there and he saw the grassroots movement, he said, if you guys can make these things happen, you know, we'll move it forward. And they made these things happen, and it's moved forward, and here we are battling, you know, in the conference lead, conference right. championship right now, and moving into the postseason with men's and women's teams.
Well, so I guess if they win the conference and actually go all the way, will the soccer team throw the booster party?
Yeah, I don't know what they all these new rules with the NJCAA are interesting to me. It's you can't they have all these ground rules about the boosters can't do any funding for the teams or for the players on X, Y, and Z. So I don't know how all that works, but
I know that
they can support the team
as a whole.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But it's so they could I think they could raise money to buy like a van, a travel van, that sort of thing for the team, but not like individual players or anything like that.
Wait a minute, we don't have a travel van?
I know. Yeah, I think we're renting right now.
You take Ubers to Yuma?
That's it. Yeah, it's such a new thing for the college and the community that.
So do you rent a bus from the high school or something?
No, I think we rent a van and then move forward. I think they have plans to get those purchased. I'm not really in those conversations.
Right.
But they've got the plans, but they want the soccer program to be as self-sustaining as possible financially.
Sure.
So that's part of it is
well, and that board,
how much can the boosters raise, how much can the team with revenue bring in, that sort of thing through sponsorships.
Well, and the booster club can write a grant to Legacy and say, we need a van.
Yeah.
And then it'll have Bighorn Legacy on it.
and a big shout out to the Legacy Foundation to get it going. They gave $300,000 right off the top to help launch the program.
Well, and when you think about $300,000 to launch the program, that's a drop in the bucket when you look at the field and travel and the whole thing, you know, uniforms and
And the city really Well, I mean, you talk about stepping up. The city has really helped out because that field, and I forget the person who's in charge of maintaining that field for the whole park there.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
He works under the Parks and Rec under Dave Heath. But, I mean, all I hear are kudos for the way at that soccer field, the way he keeps that up. It is at a championship level, the way he keeps the grass. And there's supposed to be a certain level of flatness, I guess, to the field, and the grass has to be at a certain level.
Whatever it is, he knows,
quality.
Huh?
Yeah, and it is there. And so it's top-notch is what that area is.
Well, you know, the city just took over Chaparral. I don't know, maybe they're about to take – I don't know when the actual – they get the key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're taking over Chaparral
golf course.
Mm-hmm. And Toby's attitude was, we can fix it. We can make it look really nice.
Yeah.
We can make it a golf course, and we can make money on it. Now,
yeah.
I don't know. I hear that, you know, golf courses like community golf courses don't make money, but it still adds another opportunity for things to do in our town.
Yeah.
And it's 9-hole, so, mm-hmm. you know. It's still
it'd be a shame to lose it, you know.
Well,
if the other option is nobody else would buy it, and
well,
it's
that
just
they
gonna,
owe the city money that they were never going to get.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you know. And then it's I mean, what's it going to turn into? Just open field and weeds?
Well, it could have been. Yeah,
yeah.
Let's take a break. We're already 20 past. Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you want to make monthly payments that have all the same amount of money for the whole year? Call them up, 928-763-1100, and they can average that out and make that happen for you. You got to call them this month. And we're also, oh, by the way, it's Fab Four Friday, and it's Beatles and Magical Mystery Tour. We're also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Monday Night Football, it's the Commanders against the Chiefs. Check that out. That'll be a good game. Yeah. With Taylor Swift's fiance playing? What?
Is he still playing? He's still playing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just 'cause
Travis Kelce, that's
you think,
it. Yeah.
You think Travis is going to quit playing because he got engaged?
Well, he was, I thought he was a little old last year, is what I heard. Well, I don't follow him too closely.
You got to ride that horse as long as you can.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Stick around. We're going to come right back after these words.
To tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at MojaveElectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Good old Sam is at it again. Samsgun.com has bought a back stock of Heckler & Koch pistols and rifles. Prices have been reduced. You'll also get a $50 gift card on any H&K purchase. Time is limited. Get on over to Samsguns.com today.
The biggest names in talk radio are right here on KNTR Talk. Kilmeade, Hannity, Levin, and Ramsey, along with our local newsmakers on Speak Out. Stay informed. Stay tuned to KNTR Talk 106.3, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, the Magical Mystery Tour, The Fool on the Hill. Speaking of fools, James is our guest today.
Wait for that one.
You knew I had to do that. I had to do that. So, James Jarman, who is the Executive Director of Communications.
Yeah.
So anybody that talks at the college is going to go through you?
Well, yeah, the process is generally, and that's how it is with any large institution, is if you want to, and it really helps with the access to get who you want to get to. So depending on what your question is, so if you want to talk, if you have a question about, you know, budgets or something like that, you know, then if you get a hold of me, well, okay, what kind of budget are you looking at? Or do you want to know how much the science department spends? Okay, well, let me put you over here. I can usually get you the answer much faster than you just calling somebody else.
If a Rotary Club in Mojave County or a Kiwanis Club or Elks or Law, you know, whoever has guest speakers, if they wanted somebody from the college, do they call your office and say, can you send me somebody?
Yep. If you want to hear from the soccer coaches, if you want to hear from the president, if you want to hear from somebody in the science department, you know, give me a call or shoot me an email. If you just shoot an email to college@mojave.edu, that goes to my office.
Okay.
And then we can help you out with
anything that you need. And you have a whole staff.
Right, yeah. And so we do all of the what I usually tell people is the services we provide the college are similar to what you'd find in a marketing agency, a PR government relations firm,
right,
a newsroom, and then a production house. So we do internally do all of our own commercials and all
and
that stuff.
You just stole.
Oh, yeah, from the Bullhead Chamber.
McKenna.
Yeah. So, yep, she's there. She focuses on...
See how I went into the word stole, and he knows right away what I'm talking about. You stole McKenna from the Bullhead Chamber.
Right, yeah. And she is there, and she focuses on athletics and the community and corporate ed division, which really, under Stacy, took a much higher priority than it had in the past. Just to show you how much of a higher priority, when I first got here, I was told community and corporate ed is on their own. Don't, you know, you need
don't
to focus,
worry about it,
focus on the credit programs, not the non-credit, which is what community and corporate ed is. So that that's a lot of the lapidary jewelry making, art, that kind of thing that the community can come to, a class on Saturday, that kind of thing for $40-$50.
Right.
So now, though, what they've done is Stacy got here, and really what you do is you look at what's the market want, and that's what he did. He reached out into the community and had the teams go out into the community and ask, what do you need, what do you want? And for our communities, a lot of those classes are what we were told they want. And so that priority of those that division was lifted up.
The other thing that Stacy did was he made himself well known throughout Mojave County.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think every manager of the towns could text him.
Yeah.
You know, he was on the chamber board in Kingman.
Yeah.
And so he got involved in our communities, and which brought the college to the forefront.
Yep.
And meant, wow, I can talk to the president of the college and tell him that my grandmother wants a knitting class.
Yeah.
You know, and that helps. And now.
And that's what the feedback that the board received through the Community College Trustee Association that's helping lead the search for the next president.
Right.
A lot of the feedback they got was that's what the community wants. And that's what a lot of the employees and students want. They want a president that's going to be out there and connected with the community. And that's what we are. Even though we dropped the name community,
right.
It's like we always said throughout that whole process, it's just a word.
Right.
We still need to be connected with the community, and we will be connected with the community.
And it was just like yesterday, David, who is the new CEO at WarmC, who they stole from KRMC.
yeah.
You guys are all in the business of stealing.
Once a talented person comes into the area,
everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Well, and they put him in the Rotary Club yesterday.
Oh,
so,
good, yeah.
You know, he's going to be in, I'm guessing he was in the Rotary Club in Kingman. So when he moved down here, he joined Rotary. And so, you know, you want that with your CEOs, your president of the college,
mm-hmm.
you know, your fire chief, your police chief, the availability to, you know, communicate, your city manager.
Yeah, somebody that cares about the community.
Right.
I think you get a lot of people that will move in and they look at it as a stepping stone. Well, I'm going to go someplace else, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
But do they, and that's fine if that's what they want to do, but while they're here, do they really show that they care about being here? And I think that was the thing with Stacy. Even though he moved on, he didn't plan on moving on.
Right.
He had always thought, well, that Vegas was always a place where he wanted to go, but he never planned on going there until
he was told,
hey, this is here now.
We want you.
Yeah, yeah. So, because I know when he first got here, he said he didn't plan on leaving.
Right.
And he never had. And so he stayed here, I think it might have been 7 years, which is most college presidents, it's typically a 5-year stint.
Right.
For college presidents. So he was here longer than the average.
Then they move on and start over.
Right.
Or move on and help build up another college district.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But to your point, it's you want those leaders who love the area, who can be here and see the potential of the area.
And for everyone who's listening, I don't care if you're in Needles, I don't care if you're in Laughlin, Havasu, Bullhead, or the valleys in between. If you want to talk to your leaders, go to their meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to a city council meeting. Yeah, you can talk to call to the public, but before they go up there on the dais, they're usually out in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You can usually walk up and talk to Rich Lettman before a supervisor meeting or whoever, Sonny Borelli, or, you know, these people are not in secret.
Right.
None of them are.
Right.
You know, they don't hide in some office somewhere. So, I mean, if you go to a city council meeting, you can talk to them before, you can talk to them after.
Right.
And they all have call to the public. So if you want to speak about something to all of them, you have the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's a good point. And it's what we always try to remind the community about is the college is your college. It's a community college.
Right.
Even though we dropped the name community, now we're Mojave College, we're the community's college. So everything that we have at the college belongs to the community. Anything that we, any funding that the community provides is put back into the community, just
right.
like the AMTC. That's not our that's not mine. That's not
AMTC?
The college's.
Tell them.
Oh, the Advanced Manufacturing Training Center, which we just had the grand opening about
a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And but that's the community's. Mm-hmm. So it belongs to the community, and the reason that's even there is because the community, the industry, told us that's what was needed. So you have industries like Nucor, which was a big partner and a big driver to get that out there, because it helps train employees who will be needed at Nucor. It helps the economic development powers that be in the region lure in more businesses, because they will see there's a training center there, not only for welding and electricians, but robotics as well. So a whole slew, and they can tailor the training to what your industry needs. And that was what the community had said is needed in northwestern Arizona. So the college made that happen.
And you mentioned the partnership, and I think that's big now with the college. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the trucking.
Right. You know, and speaking of which, if they do have a career fair right now up at the AMTC, which is at the Kingman Airport Industrial Park at 4415 North Windrose Lane. The truck driving school is having a career fair right there now until 1 o'clock. So if you want to run up there, you can go and find out all about the careers in the truck driving field and how that industry is changing.
And I believe truck drivers at Dot Food start at over $100,000 a year.
Is it up to that now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good money. Yeah. And so
there
yeah.
he went. James just wanted to go be a truck driver.
But yeah, it's all about the college is responsive to what the community needs. So the college is always in touch, and that's what over the past 6-7 years has kind of turned it around, is that this new paradigm of, you know, leadership came in and said, what's the community want? What do you need
and
from us?
And who wants to partner with us?
Yeah, and how can we help you? And that's what the community is saying, that it wants to continue.
Right.
And that's what the college wants to continue. It's not, and the reminder is, any investments that go into the college don't, it's not the college that gets it, it's the community that gets it. Everything, all the buildings we have are community assets.
There's no profit at the end of the year that somebody gets.
Right, yeah, it's the AMTC is a community asset. The community owns that, not the college. We're the manager, essentially, of these community assets for the community.
All right, let's take a break. Lengthy conversation. Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a skilled nursing facility. It's almost like a home-type setting. Stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road and check it out. Also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. By the way, interest rates just went down yesterday. Mm-hmm. Call Chad Hansen. How's that key to the vault working for you? 928-288-26. Can we get in there today and get me some money? Call him. 928-288-2691.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most, family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twn.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Arnold here from Bradley Chevrolet, your family-owned dealer since 2000. And we're brewing up some spectacular savings during our Halloween sales event. Save over $10,000 off MSRP on a 2025 Silverado or creep into a brand new 2026 Trax for just $21,925. That's $2,500 below MSRP. With 0% financing on select new Chevrolets, visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Trax stock number 588XL. Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Good old Sam is at it again. Samsgun.com has bought a back stock of Heckler & Koch pistols and rifles. Prices have been reduced. You'll also get a $50 gift card on any H&K purchase. Time is limited. Get on over to Samsguns.com today.
The biggest names in talk radio are right here on KNTR Talk. Kilmeade, Hannity, Levin, and Ramsey, along with our local newsmakers on Speak Out. Stay informed. Stay tuned to KNTR Talk 106.3, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. And our guest is James Jarman, Executive Director of Communications. Nobody can talk to each other in college without going through James.
Well, not quite that.
Not quite that bad?
No. But we do. I did want to mention with the enrollment window is open now for spring and summer semesters. So
you can register now for summer?
Yeah. Summer starts June 1st. Well, we always try to tell people that the earlier you can get in there and get registered, the better, so you can get through the process and get those classes that you want, especially for spring semester, because the spring semester starts, I think, January 12th, whichever Monday that is.
So you can register for that right now?
Right, yeah. And if you get in, if you go to, you can just go to the main website and click apply, and it'll take you to the page. If you're new, you would just fill out a Become a Bighorn Student, a contact form, and then they'll reach out and help walk you through the whole process.
Okay.
But it's the earlier you can get in, January 12th to 13th, that's the 16-week courses semester, the full semester. That's where you have all of your class list. So you have the majority of classes are right there. So the options are most widely available on that date. And then they'll have 12-week classes that'll start later, which is a little more slimmed down.
Right.
And then 8-week classes, they'll also start. Those start at about March.
And is that the same time you have what I call the fun classes that are not accredited that you're not
Well, those are the division I was talking about earlier,
right,
with the corporate and community. Those are happening all the time. So their website is separate, and their sign-up process is separate from the Mojave.edu site.
Oh, you can't get to it from Mojave.edu?
You can. If you go to Mojave.edu, and right in the middle, you'll see Corporate and Community Ed. There's a button there. Click that, and then it'll eventually take you to their site.
Oh, okay.
For the pages that you're looking for. But it's a separate login process. They are, I just found out in the last cabinet meeting, they have it approved now to streamline it, and it will be merged with the credit login side. So it'll be easier than what it is now. So I think they've had some concerns, some challenges with getting people logged in and signed up on the non-credit side, just with that process that they have to sign up for the classes. So this new process is supposed to be much easier and mirror the sign-up process on the credit side. So everybody will be in one system then, which on the back end will make it much easier to manage, much more efficient.
For your division.
Yeah, for the onboarding, for the enrollment management side of everything.
Right.
So for the non-credit and the credit enrollment managers, it'll make things much more simplified and efficient. And for the customer, for the students, and for the new students who are logging in, it'll make it much easier and much simpler to get into those classes.
Okay. You know, we were talking about soccer, and I'm sure there's people out there listening who have grandkids or kids that play soccer. So they're probably thinking, well, my grandkid's really good. He should play for the college, and he's 10. So how do they get into – but you've got a lot of people on the soccer team that aren't even from America.
Yeah, well, there's – I think there's – four or five on each team, if there's that many. The majority, the way they start the recruiting locally. So they start in Bullhead and Mojave County, and then they expand out regionally, and then they go to America, and then from there, then they go international. So they try to find all of the best locally, and then expand out from there. So the majority of the players, I think, are regional. And then, yeah, I think some of the top players come from international
right.
players. And that's the way it is. That, if you look at, I think the number one ranked team is out of Iowa, and the majority of their players are international players. Because you look at their team, you're like, I don't know that they have any local players. But, yeah, it's a different level. It's, you'll get a lot of folks who will think, here's just a quick story. When the first year they launched it, they let us know, oh, we got the silver boot player out of Nevada. And we said, oh, and that's the best high school player in Nevada.
Oh, okay.
And we said, oh, well, we need to do a story with him. Let's get that out there. And the coach said, no, he's probably not even going to play. So, because that's the level of play that they have, is that's the caliber, is that you could be the best coming out of your state, and still not
the team.
Be a starter.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the level that they're at the college level.
Sure.
So maybe, you know, they'll work. Obviously, you'll play, but he played, but I don't know that off the bat. I don't think he was a starter. So
right.
Yeah. But.
So they're looking for the professional almost soccer player.
And they do have players. Some teams do have. I don't know if our teams have any, but they do have players that play in like semi-pro leagues, you know, in the off season. So,
okay.
You know, they play at college level, and then they do their they play in college, and then they finish out their academic career or their academic year, and then they're playing in the off season in a kind of a semi-pro type league. And I don't know, I'm not an expert in the soccer world,
right.
But I know that it's beyond your youth and your it's whatever their levels are. They seem to have so many different levels
right.
in their pro leagues.
But they have to be a student, and they have to attend Mojave College.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They are students.
They're not just mm-hmm. playing soccer.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and they get pulled. Yeah, and the coaches, they get a list of students that are failing and or not doing well. Mm-hmm. And you'll walk into their offices, and you'll see a couple of students sitting there in front of the coach studying because they make them. And so, and when you look at it nationally, look at the national numbers, college athletes as a group do better in college with completion levels and grades than your average college student.
Because that word play is being held over their head.
Yeah, because they have to perform well in the classroom. Otherwise, they can't play.
And they want to.
Right. And so, and at this level, where you'll hear sometimes at like Alabama or something, Alabama football, well, they're just pushing them through. They don't have to go to class. This level, that doesn't happen. You've got faculty here saying, he's failing and he's off the team if you don't get him in the class and get him up. And the coaches say, he's in my office right now studying, and he's going to take that test tomorrow. He's not going to the game. You know, that. So it's academics comes first at this level. There is no doubt about that.
Good. Tonight you have two pumpkin events.
Yeah.
One's not enough. You have one at Bullhead campus and one at the Kingman campus celebrating
Pumpkin Fest.
Halloween.
Yep, free event. And just come to the Bullhead event starts at 5 o'clock. Bring your kids over there. The whole campus is set up. They've got it all set up with games and candy, and it's always a fun event. Thousands of people come out to that one. I know there's a lot of events going on in Bullhead, so if you have your kids, you can make that your stop. You know, it's running from, I think, 5 to 8 o'clock.
We actually have, it's funny you say that, we actually have the Trunk or Treat at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center tonight from 6 to 8, and the Trunk or Treat at Valley View Medical Center in Fort Mojave from 5:30 to 8:30.
There you go.
And then you've got the pumpkin Fest at MCC.
Yeah, that, and the, yeah, the one at Bullhead, 5 to 7:30, okay. And then the one in Kingman is 6 to 8 o'clock. So the Kingman campus up there off Jaggerson. So, yeah, they're free events. Everybody's out there all decked out in their Halloween costumes, and they have the games for the kids.
And a little bit more than Trunk or Treat, because you said you have games and stuff, just, you know, go car to car and get candy.
Right, yeah, more activities for the kids to do. Yeah, man, so it's a lot of fun, and they have music, and they'll have the mascots out there.
Well, introduce your kids to the college.
Right, man.
What a cool way to say, this is where you're going to go after high school.
Yep, and it's right here for you. And even when you're in high school, you can take our early college classes, and for parents, if you have kids going into high school or kids in high school, talk to your counselors or talk to your every high school, the college has a recruiter there. They can talk to you about early college. Those college credits are free in high school.
Speak Out 2.0. Hello.
Yes, I was a student at MCC a while ago. I already graduated. Sorry, now Mojave College. But as a student, I wanted to start in a current events kind of debate forum with students, and I got a lot of interest, actually, but this was on the Lake Havasu City campus, but they just couldn't find space for us. We'd have a number of current topics that we would pick, and then each week we would discuss the topic in an open forum, an open dialogue. Is there anything in the works for that for each campus now in Mojave, or is there space for that? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Good question. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah.
So I know that the college, because they're not, you can't just open a room for free. I mean, it costs to open a room and let people use it. So I think the college has kind of trimmed that down a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, and anybody, so like I was saying earlier, there's a couple of different things here. So he's talking about students. So the students can use the buildings. They can start up a student club. We have a variety of student clubs. If you go to mojave.edu/club, it'll pull up the student clubs page. The student clubs can set up events on campuses. They do have buildings on all of the campuses for larger events. And so I'm not sure how long ago he may have been there, but it may have been because of some of the challenges that he faced that the college made changes. And we do have now the campus deans are the deans of student and community engagement.
Okay.
And so what they do is they really focus on engaging with students and the community to get people on campus, to get activities on the campuses, to get all of the college engaged with more with the students and the community. And so they lead the student life. So there's more student life coordinators now who help students get events like he was talking together, get those events organized, coordinated, and get the word out to the community or to the student community if they just want students involved that, hey, we're going to have a speaker or we're going to have a lecture series and it's happening on this date in this building. So they've really got that streamlined now. And then for the community, you can contact the deans of student and community engagement as well, and they can instruct you on how to book a room, book a building, which we also have catering services now. So they can also cater your event on the campus.
You know, it's funny you say that because Mojave High School Key Club, every year since, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, has done a special needs prom.
Oh.
And they hold it at the Mojave, at the Anderson Fieldhouse now. It's grown. Because they let alumni come back for a couple of years. So it's all special needs kids. And Alana, who runs your culinary class at Bullhead Campus.
And so she does, so now we have two separate things there. So we have the culinary program, she was running that, and then she saw a need for culinary services.
Right.
So she switched over, and she runs now the new culinary services, which they have, if you walk in now, if you haven't been to the Bullhead City Campus, Building 200, that's the student services building, they have a full-on kitchen in there,
right,
with the student life, so with the students living on campus, they can go in there, get sandwiches, get meals, so they do that, and they do the culinary services for people who want to book events at the campus, or if you just have an event out in the community, they will cater that as well.
Right. They cater last year the special
that
needs
one you
prom.
Were talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was great working with Alana and just cutting the check, and because our Kiwanis Club paid for it.
Oh yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And so it made it very simple, and the food was good.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I think that people are usually shocked when they see the quality, but she
yeah.
has a she's a world class chef.
Right.
So yeah. So
yeah, she's not just
really
a teacher.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So she's. I think. I was surprised to learn some of the TV chefs that you know, so I think some popular ones,
right,
know her by first name.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's in that world, she's a big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
And with Vegas right there,
I can hear
that's
saying,
how it happens.
Call Alana at the Bullhead Campus. As you get ready to go into the new year, are you expanding classes or are you bringing more programs on board?
Oh, yeah, and that's part of it. So we do have coming up, we've mentioned the semester. Let me pull up this news release is actually going to go out probably next week that I've got up here. But it's they've expanded several classes. I'll just read through here. And this first one is one that ever since I got here, once or twice a year I'll get asked, do you guys have this?
Okay.
And it's CAD, so computer-aided design. So they're bringing that on. That's up. That's ready to go right now. You can, if you go in and you fill out the application, you go through, like I was saying, go to mojave.edu, click the apply button, get your student account set up. They'll get you just say you want to be, you're interested in computer-aided design. They'll walk you through the whole process to get you in that class.
Okay.
So there's that one. That's new. Computer technician certificate, that's new. Diagnostic medical sonography. Diagnostic medical sonography cardiac pathway.
Whoa.
So, yeah. And fire science, fire officer certificate. That might interest you. Former fire officer PIO here.
Yep.
Law Enforcement Academy preparation certificate. Network support certificate, that's for computer networking support certificate. Refrigeration technician certificate. Rehabilitation technician. Residential construction certificate.
When you say rehabilitation technician, rehabilitation for what?
Yeah, so that's part of the physical therapist assistant program.
Oh, okay.
So
all
that's
right.
A certificate on rehab. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's a part of that program.
Because I know you offer counseling for those who want to go into the rehab for addiction.
Yeah, and that's separate. Yeah.
I know.
So this one's part of the physical therapist assistant program.
Okay.
And then we have residential construction certificate. So that's a big one here with all the growth.
Yep.
And then respiratory care practitioner. So those are the new ones. And it doesn't even include the bachelor's degrees. And we should find out, I think mid-November is when we find out if the Higher Learning Commission, which is the accrediting body, approves of the college starting those bachelor's degrees, and if they do, the college is ready to launch those immediately in the spring. So starting January 12th, 13th, whatever that Monday is, that's when those begin. So keep an ear out, keep an eye out, because I would encourage people, too, to get in there and fill out that application now, because once those get approved, if they get approved, they could fill up quickly. So if you're interested in a bachelor's degree in biology, a bachelor's degree in K through 8 teaching,
right,
or a bachelor's degree in human services, those could be ready to go. Those are ready to go, and if they get approval, they'll be up and running January.
Will you do a bachelor's degree in nursing?
Eventually. That's one of the next ones up on the list.
Okay.
So, yeah, so they're rolling these out now,
right,
now that the state's approved us doing bachelor's degrees.
Baby steps.
Several are on the list. Yeah, I think business and psychology are on the list as well. So those will be rolling out as well. Oh, and then cosmetology. So that one, I was just talking to the division dean about that yesterday. That one is pending approval, too, from the Higher Learning Commission. The board just approved that in the September meeting. She said they're hoping to get approval from the Higher Learning Commission on the cosmetology program in December, and then they'll launch that later. They just acquired the building next to the Beale Street Center up in Kingman, so it'll be based right up there in Kingman on Beale Street, so a cosmetology program.
All right. It's about 5:10. Let's take a break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. You want fiber and it doesn't fail? 444-8232. And Perkins America Food Company, which, by the way, Rick Griffiths is the franchisee of the year right here in Bullhead City. Stop in and see him for lunch because today is Fish Friday. All the fish you want to eat. Sing it again.
Let's all get up. You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
TWN Communications delivers fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet straight to your home with sustainable speeds and unlimited data you can count on. Choose a plan ranging from 200 megabytes to 2 gigabytes. Plus, MEC members receive discounts. Experience the difference with TWN 100% fiber internet and sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
When your home fills up with family, Allo Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Allo Fiber experts install it all, and full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters, and the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Allo at 866-481-2556 or visit allofiber.com.
Hi, this is Diane, Vice President of Havasu Classes Car Club.
I want to remind all you car enthusiasts that the 19th Annual Veterans Car Show is Saturday, November the 1st.
Starting at 9 a.m., Lake Havasu State Park, Windsor 3. Register the day of the event. Oh yeah, spectators are free. Or pre-register online at HavasuClassics.com or in person Friday at Tropical Smoothies Cafe on Mesquite, 5 to 6:30 p.m. All the money raised for registrations are used to support veterans in our local community.
London Bridge Days in all the glory. Lake Havasu City is celebrating. Pick up this week's white sheet. You'll find details of parade and events. See how you can sign up for the annual barstool competition. Grab your paddleboard, your white sheet, and head to the channel early Sunday for the Lake Havasu Witch Paddle. Don't miss the fastest boat race in the world, the Parker Enduro. Get times and viewing locations in this week's white sheet. Pick up a white sheet from your favorite restaurant or retailer. Pick up a white sheet today.
Unsafe trenches are one of the leading causes of workplace injuries. Entrenching accidents are often deadly. Arizona workers, trenches 5 feet deep or more require extra safety precautions. Never enter an unsafe trench, and if you're in one, stop the job and exit immediately. Report incidents or unsafe conditions to the Arizona Division of Occupational Safety and Health at azica.gov. Stay safe. Follow trenching regulations. Together, we can make Arizona workplaces safer. Sponsored by the Industrial Commission of Arizona.
Welcome back. We got about, 1 minute. So real quickly, talk about the website, how to sign up.
Yep. Just go to mojave.edu, and you'll see the application button. Just hit that. And also, I was just reading off the expanded programs. I put them all on the website. It'll be on the press release that comes out next week, but if you want a sneak peek, you can click on it, have more information on each of those. Just go to mojave.edu/expand. Mojave.edu/expand will take you to all those programs that I just listed. They have buttons that will link you right to the catalog. We were just talking to Larry about the rehab technician. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 classes to get your certificate. Minimum age to get in that class, in that program, 16.
All right. And by the way, the DEA is doing a take back day at Kingman Police and Bullhead Police tomorrow, 10 to 2.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.